Okay, coming live once again. This is Missionary Enterprise. Coming live today is the 3rd of March. The 3rd of March, March 3rd, 2024. We're coming live once again from Oshawa, Durham Region, Southern Ontario. That's the province. And, of course, Canada and North America. And this week we are doing our last 3 live streams for these types of teachings. And next week we're either going to be doing Apostolic Networking Facebook group video, or we're going to start a new series regarding live streams on key Bible verses with the surrounding Bible verses. So that is, I really look forward to doing that a lot. There's an excitement on the inside of me regarding that. So I hope everything's working right here. So we look forward to doing all of those new teachings. And Podbean is doing really good. Their podcasts are doing really good. So this is going. Okay, we're going to be looking at a few verses today. This is live stream number 79. And if I would have been smart, I would have put the verses on the paper. And I didn't. I just put them in paragraphs. So that's okay. Not a problem. So what is the new birth? That is the teaching for today. Part two will be on live stream number 81, which is going to be our last live stream in this series. So this is actually part one. What is the new birth? What is it? So what is the new birth, and how does it take place in the life of a person or human being? So the first thing I wrote here is the new birth has to be taught in context with the new Adam. That's right. No new Adam, no new birth. Who and which is Keith in making available the new nature? Yeah, the new nature. Don't hear a lot about that. Well, we will. And I've taught a lot on that. To replace the fallen Adam, to replace the old nature, also called the sin and death nature. Yes, we need to get that straight because of the fall of Adam and the consequences found in Genesis 5:3. Let's go to Genesis 5:3. When Adam had lived 130 years, he had a son in his own likeness after his image, and his name was Seth. So we go from the image of God, verse 1 and 2, to the image of Adam. Very interesting. Something took place. Yeah, the fall of man. When Adam fell, he lost God's image. Not good. Not good at all. And the consequences of all that is also found in, this is a big one, I'll be doing teachings on this also, Romans 5. Let's go to Romans 5:12, because sometimes people tell me, well, you don't really get into great details. And sometimes that's true, but I've done other teachings on this. And I guess they want me to keep on doing the same old teachings over and over, making the same videos. It doesn't work that way. That's why we have a YouTube channel. You got to go to the YouTube channel and find those teachings. All right. Some people don't like that, but that's just the way it works. Romans 5:12 says, therefore, as sin came into the world through one man, Adam, and death as the result of sin, sin and death, right? That's what I said, the sin and death nature. Yeah, so death, the sin and death nature, spread to all men, men and women, no one being able to stop it or to escape its power, because all men sin. When Adam sinned, we all sinned. All right, we got to get that straight. Some people don't believe in original sin. Well, that's not my problem. And so God does all of that. He reverses all of that, right? A new Adam, a new nature. He does all of that via regeneration. Via regeneration. And that is found in Titus 3:5. Anybody who knows me should know these verses. These are my pet verses. 3:5, God saved us, not because of any works of righteousness that we had done, but because of his own pity and mercy, by the cleansing bath of the new birth, regeneration, and renewing of the Holy Spirit. All right, don't have time to get into this word regeneration. I've taught on it before. You guys should know that by now. Beginning with the conviction of sin, right? That's where it all really begins with, in getting born again. How to get born again? How does a person get born again? That was the question, the new birth, and how does a person, how does it take place in the life of a believer? And this is a big one. And this is how I got born again. Yeah, this is how I got born again. John 16, 8, 9. And when he, the Spirit, comes, he will convict and convince the world and bring demonstration to it about sin, about the right, about righteousness, uprightness, and heart of heart and right standing with God, and about judgment, about sin, because they do not believe in me. Jesus is saying that. This is the thing. A lot of people don't believe in Jesus. They don't believe in God. That's the atheist, right? So, well, that's what the Holy Spirit came to do. He came to convince them that, no, you're wrong, and the Bible is right. And that's what he did with me. The Bible, my mom had bought me a Bible, and I never read it. And then when I got born again, well, guess what? Where's that Bible? Where's that book my mom bought me? You know? Yeah, that's how it works usually. So God could have wiped out the whole human race, which he didn't. He did to some degree with the global flood. He had no choice. Yet this global, not local flood led to the beginning of the human race with Noah, who is a type of new Adam, and his family. All right, don't have time to get into that. I'll be doing some teaching on that down the road. Ultimately, God made available a new race, a new creation, beginning with a new Adam, born with a nature from heaven, which is called a new nature, which is a nature with God's image and no longer with the image of fallen Adam. We just read in Genesis 5:3. I won't read that again. Making available the new birth, the new creation, the new race, all of this via the cross and the substitution. Now, we call that the plan of redemption, the plan of substitution, the plan of redemption, the plan of reversal, the plan of riddance. I've taught on that. I've mentioned that before. Let's move on. This is short. We're already 7 minutes here. How does all of this take place? How does all this take place? Well, we looked at the conviction of sin, but also we need to look at, these are verses we're very familiar with, but we need to keep looking at these verses because we got to get these verses on the inside of us. Let's go to Romans 10, and John 16, 8, 9 is one of them, so I won't reread that again. I'm not going to repeat myself again, but let's look at Romans 10. We all know this one, but it's key. It is key. Romans 10, 12, 12 to 15. No one, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord over all of us. And he generously bestows his riches upon all who call upon him, all in faith, the Amplified adds, and it's right, for everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord, invoking him as Lord, will be saved. But how are people to call upon him whom they have not believed, in whom they have no faith, or whom they have not, no reliance? And how are they to believe in him, adhere to, trust in and rely upon him, or whom they have never heard? How are they to hear without a preacher? That's why we need to share the good news, but we got to share it in God's power. 15, and how can men be exposed to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring glad tidings. How welcome is the coming of those who preach the good news of his good things. So that's where it starts, and that's what happened with me. I heard some preaching, and then the conviction of sin came, yeah, big time. And then I saw things I had never seen before about my life, and how I was living wrong. I was going the wrong way, all these different things like that. I was living in sin, and within 10 seconds, I think 15 seconds, I was born again, all right, including also the new birth That also includes John 1. Let's go to John 1. John 1, this is a huge one also. John 1, 12 and 13. John 1, 12 and 13. But to as many as did receive, right, welcomed him, Jesus, he gave the authority, the power, the privilege, the right to becoming the children of God, that is, to those who believe, there it is again, have faith in his name, who owe their birth neither to bloods nor to the will of the flesh nor of physical impulse nor to the will of man, that is, of natural father, but to God, born of God. All right, that's what happens when you believe. All right, you will be born again. That's what happened to me, and everybody who's born again, that's what happened to them also. The new birth takes place when God, the Holy Spirit, gets involved with the human spirit. Yes, which is also called born of the Spirit, which includes born from above, born again, born of incorruptible seed, born with the divine nature. All right? These are all synonymous, born of God. All right? So last but not least here, I already mentioned this verse here. All of this tied in with Titus 3:5 regarding the washing, the renewing, and regeneration of the human spirit. No mention of the word spirit in that verse, yet this is the part of us that needs washing, renewing, regeneration, first and foremost, spirit to spirit, and not spirit to soul, because in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, we're spirit, soul, and body. The soul part comes afterwards. That's our part. That's the part of us that is a free moral agent, and that's the part that basically God cannot touch. But the part of us that was created in God's image to begin with is our spirit, because God is spirit. And then that's the part of us that needs, that's the initial salvation, if I can say it that way. All right? So anyhow, I went 12 minutes. Good little short teaching. Lots of stuff in there to unpack. And we'll be doing part two in a couple days. I got another video. I got another teaching to do that before that regarding repentance and conversion, which is the same kind of topic. And then we'll be doing part two specifically regarding born again by the Spirit. All right? So I want to thank you for your time once again. I hope you're learning. And we're going to grow together. And for now, I encourage everybody to always to learn to walk in the fullness of your sonship by learning to walk in the fullness of the grace of God and of the faith of God. Why? Well, it's because it's faith that gives access to the grace of God. Shalom and amen.